This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply, Nis Jessen, from the board of the Fish of Roseburg, the Fish Food Pantry. And Nis, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Well, we are tracking a lot of organizations in Douglas County that are having to make significant changes in how they do things as we deal with this COVID-19 pandemic. What are some of the changes that have taken place at Fish?
Well, there's lots of physical changes. The obvious things like the social distancing, inside and out, cleaning, wearing masks, all that kind of stuff. Probably the biggest one people would notice is that we have no clients inside. We have volunteers that do the shopping for them. That's usually a grocery-style thing for protection of our clients and our volunteers. We do not allow them in. A lot of our older volunteers is what usually staffed us. A lot of them were in the at-risk category, so they backed away temporarily. But they've been replaced by people from the community and to help out, and for that we are very thankful. The Roseburg Food Project was also a very big change. Normally, a week ago, we would have had the project, and that normally brings quite a bit of food. We decided to go all financial on that for the safety of our volunteers. And it seems to, from all first indications, to have went well. We appreciate everybody's support on that.
Well, I know for people that are used to doing the green bags every couple of months, they may even have had them ready, and now at this point, you can't accept the food. It's just the financial end of things. So if somebody wants to help out financially, how are some of the ways they can do that? How can they get the money to the Fish?
Two ways. One of them, if they go to our website, there is a button there via PayPal. They can push that, and it will let them pay via PayPal. Or they can just send a check to Box 1162, Fish at Box 1162, Roseburg, Oregon. Either way is acceptable, and we appreciate the help.
And then you're still able to access food through other sources then with those funds that are coming in.
That's the way we're working that. It's really a lot of our physical donations we've gotten just a few that dribble in, but we quarantine those. But people have really stepped up, and it's made a huge difference with people of community and foundations responding to it. But probably the biggest thing I want to talk about is that we are open because we are essential business and we're available to help. We do have guidelines, financial guidelines to as far as eligibility, but those are based on either a monthly or a yearly income. If people have been recently impacted severely by job layoffs, we're here to help as that would fall into the monthly category.
So are you seeing new people, maybe first-time clients coming in?
We are seeing some, but one of the things that is happening, I would say don't let the national news guide your thoughts. Those long lines at food pantries in either Eugene or LA or Phoenix are not happening here in Roseburg. All the pantries are open except one, and most have not seen the surges like what they are. We kind of attribute that to the SNAP program kicked in for April and May and the stimulus checks. We just haven't seen those surges, but steady, and we always see new clients, so it's a little difficult to tell on that.
Well, and obviously for many, the need, COVID-19 or not, the need for food continues.
It is a constant battle, and one of our missions here at Fish is to try to reduce hunger and responding with compassion to, to people in crisis, and that's why we work so hard and adapt it daily to try to make it safe for everyone and help with one of the most basic needs there.
So if somebody comes in for assistance as either a new or a client who's been there in the past, with them not coming in, then do they just pull up or you come to their car? How does that work?
We have a check-in station kind of under the academy on the east side, and we check in with them, and then after they're checked in, then they go a little farther down to the south to another door. In the meantime, people, the volunteers inside have been getting a box ready for them. We call their number, give them the box, and away they go. So they're parked, and we even painted a little sidewalk to help them get the idea of social distancing every 6 feet. So trying to have a little fun at the same time here.
And of course, as you mentioned, the difference is not being able to specifically pick out different items. How is that part going?
Seems to be going well. They may not get exactly what they want, but there's a slip right at the beginning that tells if they fill out if they've got certain categories they either don't want or they do need, you know. So it's not as personalized as it would have been, but we've been trying to give them plenty of food, so even if they don't like everything, the majority of they are, so.
All right. Well, Fish Food Pantry continues, and if people don't know where you are, how to get there, give them that information.
It is at it's 405 Jerry's Drive. It's right out just north of Aviva Health, or a little bit farther to the south is Costco. Most people knows where both of those are, so we're just a little bit north of that. You can see us off of Highway 99 there.
And what hours are you open for folks who do need assistance?
We are open on Monday and Wednesday afternoons from 1:30 to 3:30, and we're open on Thursday and Friday mornings from 9:30 to 11:30.
And again, for people who maybe have helped before via the Roseburg Food Project and the Green Bags, or people that are just in a good place now and maybe want to help for the first time, give them the two ways they can help again financially.
The one of them is PayPal. Just go to our website and click the PayPal button. The other one is send a check to Box 1162, Fish at Box 1162 here in Roseburg. And I just want to say thank you for all the people in the community. I've seen several times where people, if they hear about a need, they respond to it. This is another time that I'm seeing that happen, and we are so grateful for their help to help get us through this.
All right, Nis Jessen from the Fish of Roseburg. Nis, thanks for being on this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.